We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But it's going to be a busy weekend for gamblers and stuff. If you haven't downloaded the Action Network on your app, you need to. If you're looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app. Get live odds, expert analysis for every game at the Action Network, and I am going to load this up at actionnetwork.com. If you prefer, you can go to actionnetwork.com. App is better, but I don't want to use my phone while I'm doing the show if I can avoid it. Let's go to the NCAA, see where we stand now, because I know that the Georgia game opened, and the line moved a little bit. It went from Georgia getting 7 down to 4, so the money came in on Georgia in this game. We welcome Chad Millman from the Action Network to the show on the wayforward.com hotline. Hey, Chad.
How you guys doing? It's good to catch up.
We're good, Chad. We're just getting ready for this. We're getting ready for this Georgia LSU game. And Chad, you know, not about the money line. How do you think personally this game is going to play out? Who do you think is going to come out victorious?
Oh, I think LSU is going to win, John. I think you transposed the numbers. The game opened at 4 and got that up to 7 because all the professional bettors.
Oh, yeah, I did. You're right.
LSU so much in this game. I think the value at this point might actually be on Georgia if you're thinking about taking the game against the spread. This game got up to 7.5, and wise guys, professional bettors, started betting Georgia. It got down to 7, which is generally the consensus line. There's a few places where you can get it at 6.5. What's interesting in this game, like, Georgia's defense is lights out. And normally you've got Georgia's offense playing really well and LSU's defense playing really well. This year it's a little bit of a mix. I mean, you guys know better than anyone, just Georgia's offense is terrible. And so I know a lot of people who are talking about, and we talked about this in the Action Network, the first half under in this game is an interesting play. If you're thinking strictly about sort of money-making opportunities and not where your fandom may lie, but Hugh, to answer your question, I'd like LSU to win this game outright for sure.
And what is that over-under?
The over-under in this game right now, gosh, that is a great question. You think I'd have that handy at my fingertips as we speak. Alas, I don't. I am looking at, 54.
Okay, well, that's kind of where Georgia has to keep the game. They have to keep it to under 54, I think, if they're going to win the game. Because,
yeah,
you know,
I
something
so.
Like 27-23 kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, look, they're not a shootout kind of team, right? Like, they've clearly been unable to move the ball. But what's impressive is that on the defensive side, they've only given up 20 points to us this year. It happened to be the game they lost to South Carolina. But they are a lights-out defense, like I said. So there is some favoritism. If you think this can be, if you think they can do have any impact against Joe Burrow, to play the under.
We're talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network. Let's go to these title games. Let's begin with tomorrow night. Well, we already started with Georgia LSU. Utah Utes and Oregon Ducks opened Utah 3-point favorite. It's been bet up, and Utah now near a touchdown favorite in this game. So the money's coming in on Utah. What's the reasoning behind that?
I think that, when Oregon played Oregon State last weekend, they just didn't look good. And I think it was sort of a culmination of 2 or 3 weeks in a row where their offense was continuing to struggle. And this game was a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. Oregon needed a touchdown to clinch it late in the fourth quarter. And they have just continued to struggle, whereas Utah has just been so consistent. Their only loss is a Friday night against a really good USC team that I think has been underrated for the second half of the year. And so, at Action Network, we had this game power-rated at about 6, and it got that up to that number. We're talking about the under in this game. And the under, the total opened at 51. It's already been bet down to 47. But you've got a pretty conservative system in Utah. You've got an offense that's been struggling in Oregon. It's been raining all week in Northern California. Levi Stadium gets really sloppy. It is not a turf that favors offensive movement. So So I think the under might be the right side here.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Chad Millman of the Action Network. So how do teams meet for the second time in the same season impact the lines like Ohio State and Wisconsin or Baylor and Oklahoma?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It really depends on the initial matchup. So Baylor-Oklahoma, like, Oklahoma is an 8-point favorite in this game, and I would still take Oklahoma in this game. And that's really because if you look at the first matchup, Baylor scored 34 points, but 14 of those were off of turnovers, and five times they started the game in the Oklahoma side of the field. And so as much as anything, like when bookmakers are thinking about how they're matching up teams for the second time, they're not looking at the final score. They're looking at the box score. And then it's the amount of time from the last time they met until this time, how much of those teams changed. That has a much bigger impact than sort of the idea that these two teams have met before.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network about some of the title games, you brought up Ohio State-Wisconsin. Of course, Ohio State beat Wisconsin 38-7 the first time that they played and really swamped Wisconsin. Now, maybe Wisconsin was just overwhelmed by Ohio State's team speed in Columbus, or maybe they just didn't have their best game. But they are 17-point underdogs, 16.5, 17-point underdogs on the board right now going into Indianapolis for this game. The familiarity now with knowing what Ohio State does that matter at all? Because Ohio State seems to be, Chad, and you and I have discussed this, that's why the playoffs are going to be so interesting to watch. How good is Clemson? You know, what level is LSU's offense at? But from a complete team standpoint, it appears that Ohio State is the best team in the nation.
Yeah, like it's one thing to be familiar with a team. It's another thing to be outmatched. And look, Ohio State, you could see it against what they did against Michigan too, which had a really good defense. They are just so fast. And like Wisconsin is not a team that's known for speed. And I think if you've got as good as Wisconsin's quarterback has been, and he is an incredibly accurate passer, he's an accurate passer when you're playing against the likes of Indiana, Purdue. Like Wisconsin is better than every other team in the Big Ten, except Ohio State. And the difference in talent and speed and athleticism from Ohio State to Wisconsin really is the difference between Wisconsin and everybody else in the Big Ten. And that's a huge disparity. So it's really hard to back the Badgers in a game like this.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Chad Millman from the Action Network. Now, the Carolina Panthers just fired their head coach. How does something like that impact the betting lines?
Well, initially, it's not going to impact at all. Like what happens is the bookmakers will just leave it as is, and they'll wait and see where the money comes in. In this case, the money came in on the Falcons. The line was at 2.5. Now it's at 3. Bettors came in, and they're like, all right, they got rid of Riverboat Ron in Carolina. They come in with a new guy who doesn't really know the program, and it's going to be a lame duck coach for the next 4 weeks of the year. How much is this team with Kyle Allen playing, who's continuing to regress, really care? So I think that's why bettors came in on Atlanta. But at the end of the day, the bookmakers aren't going to move the line on air. They're going to wait for some action to come in.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network, final game. Let's go back to the title games for a second. Talk about the ACC. Clemson certainly has elevated its game. Dabo Sweeney's out there yakking around about how he's being disrespected. The game opened at a 21.5. It's been bet up to 28.5, which seems to me, now I know that Clemson's a better team than Virginia. I know they're going to win the game. But, boy, that seems like a lot of points in this game. If for no other reason that Virginia isn't an awful football team. They went to Notre Dame and, you know, we're in that game pretty much the whole way against Notre Dame, just beat Virginia Tech. I mean, they're not a bad football team.
No, they're not. To me, this is a stay away. Like, the axiom in betting is you got to get the best of the number. And if there's a 7-point delta between what it opened at and what it is at currently, you just walk away. I think Clemson is clearly going to be the right side. And the difference is really, like, the first 5 weeks of the year when everybody was paying attention to Clemson, they just weren't playing that well, and Trevor Lawrence wasn't playing that well. The last 5 or 6 weeks of the year, he's been amazing. He's been much more accurate. He's been hitting receivers in stride, and this team has gotten better and better. And all of a sudden, they've been blowing everybody out at a time when nobody was really paying attention to them anymore. And I think that's why Dabo Sweeney is sort of walking around like, why isn't anyone respecting us? All the conversation has been about Ohio State and how Bama's not going to make the playoffs. So I understand the move, but I'm going to stay away from the game just because it's too big of a move for me to feel comfortable betting on it.
All right, so Action Network ActionNetwork.com. You can see the live odds. You can download the app at the App Store for free at Action Network if you want to get in on this. Is this a busy weekend? Is this one of those busy weekends where Vegas does a lot of action on the title games or no?
Yeah, it's a big weekend. Think about, like, you come down to the end of the year, you've got Thanksgiving is a massive, massive weekend for the books. Title games, massive, massive weekends for the books. Anytime you get sort of a concentration of games when there's really nothing else happening, you're going to get a lot of excitement. It's like a little mini March Madness.
Thanks, Chad. Do appreciate.
You're the man, Chad.
Right, take care. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.